Chapter 36. It was the evening of the day Vale had robbed the Dormice of their food and possessions, and the young ferret was not finding the going too easy. He chose a thick copse of pines for his camp. He brushed away the pine needles and dug a shallow hole. Then he put steel to flint and made a small fire. Squatting by the flames, he ate some bread and cheese while roasting an apple. He was dozing, half asleep, warmed by the blazing pine cones and dead twigs, when two foxes arrived. At first, Vale chose to ignore them. Though he was a bit startled and unsure of himself, he put on a tough face, making sure his knife and staff were clearly in evidence. Equally, both foxes feigned indifference to him. They squatted on the other side of the fire wordlessly. They were old and ragged, but sly-looking. One carried a spear, the other a sling and a pouch of stones. Drawing their tattered cloaks about them, they sat silent, casting the odd cunning glance toward the lone ferret. Vale began to feel more uneasy, and he tried striking up a conversation with his uninvited visitors.
"Where did you come from, friends?"
he asked. The taller of the pair spat into the flames, narrowly missing Vale's roasting apple.
"Naughty young snip, ain't he, Brule?"
The other smiled nastily, his eyes never leaving Vale.
"Aye, stupid too. We saw his fire from a good way off. Look, he's got bread and cheese and apples. A rich beast, eh, Wren?"
Vale decided he could let the situation go no further. Holding his stave ready and brandishing the knife, he stood up and shouted,
"Keep your manly paws off my victuals! I'm not scared of you two old ragbags!"
The foxes worked their way around the fire until they were either side of him. The one called Brule bared his few blackened tooth stumps.
"Young uns these days ain't got no respect, eh, Wren? Mind you old ragbags, we got a cheeky one here, no mistake."
The one called Wren neatly stabbed the roasting apple with his spear tip, and pulling it from the fire, he blew on it and took a bite.
"You cook's a decent apple, though."
Vale grabbed at the spear, his voice shrill with anger.
"You leave my apple alone, you dirty old oomph!"
The young ferret had made the mistake of turning his back on Brule. The fox's sling, loaded with a heavy pebble, cracked down on Vale's head from behind, laying him flat. He came to his senses slowly, groaning at the trip-hammer throb in his skull. Both his paws were hoisted high, tied to an overhanging pine bough.